The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, taking a look at the game against Ottawa, it was like a lot of things that you guys have been trying to do. It was a physical game. It was a fast game. You got huge saves in the game from your goaltender. You scored two power play goals. There were pucks and men all over the crease, all over the net. Was it just getting off to that kind of start? It's almost like you guys initiated the play right off the bat on Ottawa in that game.
Yeah, honestly, I thought all four lines and all three defensive pairs started off really well, and the goalie too, obviously. But I thought we tried to get on the forecheck. We tried to play good defensively. We tried to play physical, hard, make the simple plays, try to get as many pucks on net, make them uncomfortable right away, and it worked. It was right to our game plan, and I thought we played it for the full 60 minutes. Honestly, it was. It was a hard-fought game. I thought a lot of guys stepped up and played really well, and that's the type of effort we're going to need to win hockey games in this league. It's a game of inches. This is a really small margin between teams, and that's what makes it so exciting to play in this league. And you know what? They were rolling. They were playing really well, and we knew that we had to come out really strong, and we were able to do so.
How much adrenaline do you get when, right off the bat, Jordan Greenway throws a check like that, clean check? And, of course, in these days in the NHL, even if you throw a clean check, somebody will come challenge you, and he answered that challenge. And then you get it like Luukkonen stops a 2-on-0 to keep you guys ahead 1-0 by the end of the period. How much adrenaline do you get from big plays like that from your teammates?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it really gets the entire bench into it, gets the whole team into it, allows us to keep momentum and to when guys are making plays like that and guys are just taking it for the team, I think it really helps. It's a team game, and the sacrifice definitely doesn't go unnoticed. And like I said, we had all 20 guys sacrificing out there last night. It was great.
How about the goal that Tate scored? I mean, just to have bodies, pucks. I know Lindy talked about that a couple of games ago. He says, if we can just get pucks around there and bodies around there, the puck will start rattling around, the bodies will start rattling around, and all of a sudden it'll pop out to somebody, and you've got a great opportunity. It popped out to you. You got Tate laying down there. I finally saw an angle. I guess it went in off his glove. You took the shot, and it went.
Shoulder.
I thought it was his shoulder, too. There was one angle it looked like it went in off his glove, didn't it?
No, shoulder.
Was it?
Yeah, it was his shoulder. As I was shooting it, I was going to bury it hard, and I saw his face was there, and I was like, maybe I just pass this one in the net. And ended up he ended up kept sliding and hit him in the shoulder, and we were laughing about it. I heard people were like, look at you, like about the goalie interference. And we weren't laughing about the goalie interference. We didn't think it was goalie interference. We were laughing because it almost hit him in the face and went in. And it was good. I mean, he had 11 shots on goal net last night. He played unbelievable. And the one that went in was off his shoulder.
But the thing is, you all were there. That's the thing. You were all working hard. You were all there. It was almost like you weren't going to be denied that goal.
Yeah, I mean, he was taking his turn at the net. He had a really good net drive. JJ made a really good play against the puck to the net, and We were both there just looking for that rebound. And that's the mentality that it takes to win hockey games and to score goals. And that's what it's going to take for us to be successful in this league.
And you got two power play goals. And I actually look back at the last five games. You're at about 29%, which is sixth in the league for the last five games. So it seems like you guys have figured it out a little bit and are starting to do some of the things you want to do on the power play.
Yeah, it's about damn time. Just kidding. Yeah, obviously we all have to a really slow start, but the guys, we've been picking it up, and it's good to see some success. And we always just tell JJ, just hit that net on the one timer, it's probably going to go in. So he's sitting right next to me. So yeah, obviously two big goals by him, great play by Zucks in the one, and I thought it was unbelievable plays by Dolls to start that playoff on his second goal, and then Tomer draws so much attention, it opens a lot of stuff up for other guys. So. He's scoring goals like that. I mean, we're going to win a lot of hockey games.
What did you think about the first one? He did it again. It's not the first time. He banked it off the goaltender again from a bad angle. It just seems – I think I've seen at least three maybe he scored that way.
And countless more in practice and in summers and everything. I mean, it's a skill that only a select few guys have and look for on a consistent basis. Me personally, I'm more of a try to go directly in the net guy. I even tried it last night. It doesn't really try to go off the goalie. It doesn't always work out, but apparently he's got a knack for it. So it's a really good skill to have, and it's just what a goal scorer does.
What we've just talked about, you're going to need against the Rangers, especially with the goaltending they have. You guys are going to have to be tight in on them, bothering them, and just causing havoc there, aren't you?
Yeah, one of the best goalies in the league, if not has been the best in the past few years. And we're going to have our A game. We're going to have to make it uncomfortable for them. We're going to have to really make them second guess coming out and challenging and making that second play sometimes. But it'll be good. It's a good test for us. And we have to make sure we can take this momentum and keep moving forward against a really good Rangers team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.